Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control with me, Dave Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking about everything that's happening with your social media platforms. What's happening on X, what's happening on Facebook, what's happening on WhatsApp, and so on and so forth. And really, on what is happening on X, well, Elon Musk says that all X premium subscribers will have access to the Grok AI. So in case you don't know what the Grok AI is, the Grok AI is a, well, AI platform. That's what it is. But really, the Grok AI is a chatbot platform. It's like your Open AI and, you know, your ChatGPT and so on. The Grok AI is also part of that. So Elon Musk says that all premium subscribers of X will now have access to the AI chatbot, which is Grok. But what happened is, okay, so it's not like, oh, what's happening? So Grok has always been available to, not always, but in recent times been available to the Premium Plus subscribers. And now X is saying, okay, you know what? Elon Musk is saying, you know what? Okay, premium subscribers, people are playing something safe by dropping some small change. So let me give you out of it. So X, if you don't know how the subscription works, so X premium, the normal premium, is like a mid-tier subscription and is about $8 per month and it's $4 per year, while premium subscribers pay $16 per month and $168 per year. And when people have money for paying $8, what is $8 in Naira? Be 9k. But really though, like, so it says that before this, Grok was only available to Premium Plus subscribers, but now it will be available to subscribers. Only God knows when we that are low tier subscribers, we that we don't pay any money, we don't pay shishi, only God knows when it will be available to us. But I've heard people use it and said that it was really fantastic to use. This is really nice. I'm not really much a user of X, but if you want to have access to the Grok AI, you can always just pay premium and you will have access. And this is really, I think this is really nice, because offering access of an AI chatbot could just potentially prevent X users from moving to other platforms like Thread and some other ones that are coming up, because something has to keep us there. So if you're making everything paid for, you have to be giving us value for our money. There has to be something that's happening, and that's what it's doing. We're giving access to AI, like the Grok AI, and people to have access. And well, it also means that there's a possibility that Grok AI will be able to compete with other popular chatbots like ChatGPT. I think Gemini is also coming up. There are lots of them. I think that this will give it like a more fair competition as opposed to ChatGPT. But ChatGPT, I don't know. Maybe I'm like the Canva user, you know, how we that use Canva are like, yeah, Canva is the all in all. And people that use Photoshop, I'll be like, it'll be like, just shut up. But we are ChatGPT users. Of course, it is the best. Moving on, WhatsApp now allows you to pin 3 messages in chat. Now, let's not mistake this for the ability to pin 3 chats. No, this is when you have a conversation with somebody, you open a chat with somebody having a conversation. WhatsApp now allows you to pin 3 different chats. So if you look at group chats, you can pin 1 chat on your group chats and you say, oh, you know how people pin their rules, group chat rules and all that, but now you can pin 3 chats. So if you have more rules and regulations, you can pin them. So basically, this new WhatsApp pinning features lets you save important features like your friend's address or a group outing location for easy access. So even better, you can pin any type of messages, including text, images, and even polls. That's nice. And so pinning messages for quick reference is like really nice. Just to pin, how do you pin something? Just long press on the message and pin, or you can swipe to the side, you see archive pin, so you can just simply pin this message and that's all. So you can also set, wow, this is amazing, but you can also set the duration for how long it stays pinned: 24 hours, 7 days, which is the default, or 30 days. So after that, you might have to repin whatever you pin, but it stays for a default of 7 days. You can decide to pin it for 24 hours or 30 days. And this way, pin messages automatically disappear once the information has become outdated. But one downside is that while pinned messages offer convenient access, they don't stay forever. The maximum is 30 days, and you really need to repin if it is still relevant. Alternatively, you can star messages for long-term access. So that's what I do personally. Before this pin thing, I'll star my messages, and when I just open the info, maybe of the chat of the group, and go to start messages, and you have access to everything that you have starred there. So that's always going to be relevant. Also, WhatsApp is saying that it is rolling out the ability to post longer videos. Yay! I'm very excited. You know how we go on TikTok or Twitter or wherever you get your videos from, and you have like maybe a 1 minute video and you're trying to post it, and it seems cutting to 30 seconds. And by the time you're trying to cut and join it, it's having like a weird lag and all that. Well, it is about time that you can post a 1 minute video on your WhatsApp. But it's currently not available for everyone. But I know that it's going to be available for me because I'm a better user. So every new features that happen on WhatsApp, I get to use it first. And I'm so excited. You could try it if it's still available. Become a better user of WhatsApp. So when new features come, you can have access to them. I'm going to have access. And this is very nice. This one I'm in support of. Please increase it. Thank you. God bless you. And Telegram is also offering a free premium subscription. Telegram is offering premium subscription. So Telegram is an application that we use, but we really don't use, right? I don't know if people text on Telegram, but there was a time when the number of people that you could add on a WhatsApp group chat were limited, and Telegram was offering more space. I think they could accommodate more people. So a lot of people would have their smaller groups and have to open multiple groups. So people were moving to Telegram to have their major groups. You can have old like calls and have multiple people on the calls. You know, they have like just really cool features. And people were moving to Telegram but using WhatsApp as their backup, because really nobody chats on Telegram. I do chat, but really not much people chat on Telegram. So Telegram is now saying that they are going to allow a peer-to-peer login program, but with a catch. It's like when you know when you like want to, when somebody says, "Oh, I'm selling you a phone, but with small police case," or "I'm selling you this with small this." So Telegram is offering us free premium subscription, but with a catch. And you know how Telegram, not a lot of people use Telegram. No, a lot of people. I think Telegram is one very, should I say, weird app where people are using it, but people are not really using it. Because for one, I don't think a lot of people text via Telegram, but they have like really cool group chat features. So if you want a group chat that allows a lot of people to join, have really cool features for group chats, then Telegram is your place to be. Personal chats, I don't know. It's not exactly my cup of tea. It might be your cup of tea. I'm not trying to generalize, but I've not seen a lot of people text using Telegram. I mean, if you text me using Telegram, considering it's the same number, I'm just gonna text you on WhatsApp like, "Yo, what's up? Why are you texting me on Telegram?" But group chats, yes, it's fantastic for group chats. And Telegram is the place that houses, I think, every illegal thing. I'm sorry, but where do you get like movies that they like, when movies are in cinemas and you want to download them for free? Telegram. When you go to Twitter and they say, "Oh, sport betting, this thing," is Telegram. If they say they posted one video and they leak it, they'll link you to Telegram. So I think there's an issue with maybe the protection. I mean, they block accounts a lot, and you open it and say, "Oh, this account was blocked because of copyright issues, open for posting pornographic stuff or stuff like that." But before you get to that extent, Telegram actually, for some time before they flag you, allows it, and people do it a lot there. So Telegram is that space. But now Telegram is saying that they're giving you access to a peer-to-peer login program on their Android app, and this allows you, the app, use your phone number to send OTP to other users. Do you understand? Let me break it down for you. So when you agree to be part of the peer-to-peer login program, Telegram will use your number and it will send up to 150 text messages with OTP to
to other users trying to log into their app. And then when the user, they do this, they will gift you with one free premium subscription, 1 month free premium subscription. Basically, Telegram is trying to use you to get the data of your friends. So it means that the text messages that they send, you'll be billed for it, and well, they use it to gain access to your friends. So if your friends don't use it, they automatically invite everybody. You know how when you want to text somebody that doesn't have WhatsApp, and they now tell you to invite the person to WhatsApp. So Telegram is basically going to send OTPs to about 150 of your friends, inviting them to join Telegram or something of that nature, and they'll use your text message money to text them. So some of the benefits you have when you have premium subscription is be able to upload at least up to 4 gig size of files. You'll be able to increase your download speed. You know, as we download movies on Telegram, you have a new premium icon, you have zero advertisements, you'll be able to transcribe your voice and video messages. You have animated profile pictures, the ability to follow up to 1,000 channels. Oh yeah, that's what they call the group chats, channels. I forgot that. You'll be able to create up to 20 chat folders with about 200 chats each. You can add a fourth account to any Telegram app. You can pin up to 10 chats and save 10 of your favorite stickers. You can write a longer bio and add a link as well. But the catch is that once you agree to the program, it means that your phone number will be visible to the recipient of the OTP. Okay. So basically, they're not even using your number. So the catch is that when you agree to the program, it means that your number will be visible to the recipient of the OTP code. But Telegram says that you should not engage in messaging with the recipient. But there's no way that you can enforce that, really. So Telegram says that the peer-to-peer login program will make receiving OTP codes via SMS more reliable in select areas. But if you have privacy issues, if you want your information, your data to be private, please try as much as possible not to opt into this, because it's a privacy issue. But guess what? On the upside, you can meet your life partner. You can meet the love of your life. Just kidding. But so I misspoke earlier and said that they were using it to send to your friends. No, they're going to be using your number to text random people. So if Telegram texts random people, if one of them is the love of your life and person reaches out to you, yeah, cool. So if somebody they use your number to text somebody and they text you back, say hello, you might just find the love of your life. But if you get a message from Telegram, I don't know what the OTP is. They've not mentioned what the OTPs are for, but you know, good things might happen from there. But Telegram says do not text these people, but do we listen? No, we never. Yes. Anyway, that is all for today on Chris Control with Mide Daniel. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and Instagram at ATech Radio. And also, don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel and listen to us on all streaming platforms. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.